Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. Hey guys, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm not even gonna lie, I've been places mentally the last couple of weeks, and I neglected you guys after I promised I wouldn't, so I'm so sorry. It's crazy. I just had an episode about breaking your own hearts, and in a sense I was on that road, but one of my friends, he's gonna hear it, so I just want to say thank you, Key, for calling me out. I'm here. But honestly, I was getting ready for bed, and I had a divine download this week. I had a phone call with my church, and we were just talking, and the guy actually, he spoke about something that's been on my heart for probably about, honestly, since the day I found out I was pregnant. Not even gonna lie. Before I had Jordan, I always said, you know what, I'm just gonna prepare myself to be a single mom. I've even said it out loud to their dad, and he got offended, which I don't understand why, because look where I'm at. He got offended, but I just, you know, life happens, and I always think if he didn't leave the way that he did, that he would have, something else would have happened to where I was going to be a single mom. I'm not wishing nothing on nobody, so don't nobody read into that, okay? I'm just saying. So I had something on my heart for years that I kind of forgot about, which is weird because it's always been there. It's like I forgot about it or I ignored it. Let me say that. Let me not say I forgot about it. I ignored it, but it's like, you know what? Who am I? Who am I to do this? Who am I to achieve this dream? Like, God, I'm nobody. Like, I don't have this type of money. I can't do this. So I don't know why you put it on my heart, because I can't follow through. I can't make it happen. And I had a conversation this week with one of the members of the church that the girls and I attend. And they spoke about exactly what was on my heart and what's been on my heart. As you guys know, the podcast has been on my heart. Doing this has been heavy on my heart. That's why I started it back in 2020, right when COVID hit. I was like, I need to do something. I mean, I'm an essential employee, so I've worked year round with this virus. But I was just like, I need an outlet, because at that point everything was closed. You know, I couldn't go food shopping like I wanted to, especially with the kids and Carter's immune system, even though she was the breastfed baby, and she went overturned. She was overdue. Her little immune system isn't the best. So outside of work, I had nothing else to do, so I'm like, all right, it's about time I created this podcast. But y'all know I love to ramble. That is not what this is about. I was laying in bed a few minutes ago, and I was just thinking, like, maybe God really does have a purpose for me. And I've already said before in this podcast, I'm not a perfect Christian. I'm a Christian, but I'm not a perfect Christian. I will speak about God a lot. I might curse every now and again because I'm imperfect. But I'm trying. I'm working on it. I promise you guys. Even in my text messages, one of my coworkers, he's like, Cash, why are you talking like this? No, but seriously. So what was I about to say? Because that just made me go off way on left field. Oh, so I'm sitting here thinking, I'm just like, okay, maybe I do have a purpose. Maybe everything that's happened for me, I mean, to me, happened for me. Like, y'all, I don't keep up with the newest iPhones, because honestly, I have toddlers. Carter is a little throw So I'm not, and so we get her little temper under wraps. I don't really care about getting the newest iPhone because I'm like 9 times out of 10, even not even her. You know how many times I made my bed and just whipped the whipped the comforter and my phone flew? If I did that with the newer iPhone, I would have lost it all. So I don't keep up with the newest iPhones. Like, as long as it works and I can run my businesses and do my podcast on it, I'm good. So my iPhone 7. Oh, I know y'all like, what? Currently I'm 13. I know I'm way behind. My iPhone 7 just blacked out on me. It would not charge. It would not hold a charge. It wasn't doing nothing. It was like, hey, you need to charge me. I put it on the charger. It's like, you need to put me on the charger. And I'm like, sis, you want to charge? So I had to downgrade back to iPhone 6 where I can't do nothing. I cannot do nothing on it but call and text. Yeah, that's about it. And then I'll probably say a day or two later, my car battery dies. I had to call Roadside. I had to call a friend to come help me. But it worked out. It worked out with the phone too. Because I have a phone now. It's not a new phone. I can't do much on it, but I can call and I can text, and that's important. And I was just like, you know what? Aside from my batteries, but what if everything else that has happened to me actually happened for me because there's a greater purpose on my life? Like, there's situations I was faced in, or times I even thought about it myself, and if it wasn't for my kids, I wouldn't be here. Let me just say that, and y'all can take it for what it is. And if you're thinking what I'm thinking, what if you're thinking what I think you're thinking, then you're 100% right, okay? But we're not gonna talk about that right now. But I'm just laying in bed and I'm like, yo, for real, I do talk to myself. And I don't I'm talking to myself right now. I was just like, yo, what if I really like I have a purpose here, yo? Like, God has brought me through a lot of traumatic things for a reason. Like, it wasn't just as it he brought me through it. He didn't keep me there, you know? So it wasn't just like for how do I say this? Poops and giggles. Okay, I don't want to curse and use God in the same sentence. Do not strike me, okay? But honestly, like, what if God did? God has a calling on my life. Like, God put me through that stuff so I can get through it and teach other people how to get through it. So I'm just sitting here in the bed. So I was just like, yo, maybe God does have a purpose for me because I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. Every day I wake up, I'm still here. And it made me think about, like, it made me think about when my nana passed away and even when some of my friends passed away. And I was like, yo, maybe like when we fulfilled our purpose, that's when God calls us back home. But then I'm like, there's some people that died a very traumatic way. So I don't know if that's true. Because I'm like, I know some people that were murdered. And I don't know if they didn't get their chance to live their purpose, but who's to say somebody has no purpose? You know? But I'm like, I'm here. Like, I'm here for a reason. God has me on this earth for a reason. God gave me two daughters before he gave me a son. I'm speaking the son into existence in the next, not within the next 5 years, in 5 years, okay? But he gave me daughters for a reason. I had to, I'm their role model. I'm the first female that, like, I set the tone for how they're gonna be treated or how they allow themselves to be treated and how they carry themselves. I'm like, I have a purpose, and it's not just in being a mom. It's a whole bunch of stuff. And you know, I was sitting in the bed, and you know, like, the loudest voice you hear is normally the bad one. You know what? Don't let me say that. Let me take that back, because that's not true. It's let me see. There's a thing I read, and it made me think of this. Okay. Let me find it. All right. There are two wolves, and they are always fighting. One is darkness and despair, the other light and hope. Which one wins? The one you feed. So that just made me think, like, something that was said to me when I was younger, when I was, I think I was 16, before I even had kids, way before I even had kids. And it's something that plays in my head and something I've lived up to, or I feel like I've lived up to. I was told by somebody that shouldn't have said anything like this to me that I'll be nothing more than just a baby mama. Mind y'all, that was 9, 10 years before I became a mom. But yeah, I was told I would be nothing more than a baby mama. So when I had the girls, well, I had Jordan, and I lost everything, and I had to start all over. I was just like, you know what? Maybe that person's right, because right now I'm nothing but a baby mama. Like, that's all I am. I don't have nothing for myself. Like, so I lived in that for so long. And sitting here, while I'm talking, I'm thinking to myself about my purpose and whatnot, and I'm like, then that voice is like, you'll be nothing to more than a baby mama. Like, that's all you're ever gonna be. Like, you won't live past that. Like, that's what you are. And I'm like, yo, that's not true. I've lived in that, and I lived in that falsified truth, somebody else's, what's the word, projection, whatever, on me. I lived in that, because I believe that, because that's what I, whether I wanted to or not, that's what I manifested, unfortunately. And I'm not saying, oh, it's my fault I'm a single mom. I'm like, no. He didn't say I would be a single mom. He said I would be nothing more than just a baby mama. I'm like, what do I have for myself right now? You know, I've held myself back. I've had opportunities on top of opportunities to work with some major labels and big things and do amazing things. And I'm just like, no, I'm going to end up failing anyway. So there's no point in me even trying. I'm nothing more than just a baby mama, you know? But actually, that thought process is what inspired me to write to share this podcast. I basically just wanted to say, you are not, and you do not have to live up to whatever labels people try to stick you with. You can 100% control what you respond to. You can't control what people say. You can't necessarily control how they treat you, but you can control what you tolerate and what you respond to. And what you accept. For so long, I accepted that I was just a baby mama. And there's nothing wrong with being a baby mama. There's nothing wrong. I'm not a baby mama. I'm the mother of somebody's children, whatever. Same difference. It's just a glorified way to say it, but I don't want my tombstone or my legacy to my children be just a baby mama. Like, seriously. And it made me think about my nana, because I think I spoke about it on here before. My nana is amazing. She's no longer with us, but she's still amazing. She's changed so many lives in her lifetime. I have never seen a funeral standing space only. I'm pretty sure, I think it was like 4 hours long. She had the former mayor of Boston speaking at her funeral. She had people in the busloads, buses, not little school buses, charter buses, like Greyhound type of buses pulling up to her funeral. Y'all. She didn't have to have that impact on people. And the only reason why she did is because she believed in herself and she had faith and she was obedient. I'm pretty sure she's had labels. People try to stick labels on her, but she did not commit to what they said. She stood in her truth and she knew who she was. And she raised me to be how she was, how strong she was. But I I allowed myself to believe in somebody else's truth of what they say I am. But I'm telling you now, and I'm giving you permission to not live in that. You don't have to. I'm sorry if y'all hear me moving around, but my light just turned off at my desk. You don't have to live in that. You don't have to live in whatever label that some random person on the internet labeled you as. You don't. So, yeah. I just wanted to hop on here and say that. I want to thank you guys for tuning in again. And I will catch you next week. Mwah.